That is a car.
Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car.
All right, we're in the studio.
The stew, as the kids call it.
The stew. On the handhelds.
Do we talk about what we did today?
Let's talk about what we did today.
Shot a lot of footage. Holy shit.
We did. We just got back from, if you're watching the video version on Spotify, hopefully, from our friends at Two Brothers Brewing.
Had the
whole brewery to ourselves today to do whatever the hell we wanted.
That was so fun. It was kind of like a kid getting let into a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Where everything's free to play and...
Oh.
Drank some beer and I don't know. It's kind of like going to
the amusement park and it's only open for you, so you just stay on the roller coaster the whole time.
The whole time, yeah.
Like, oh, what do you want to pour into your sample cups?
Yeah, What do you want to take footage of?
What do you want to take footage of? That'll be our next podcast episode, probably.
Yeah.
Will be some clips of us finding the perfect beer mile beer.
Yeah.
That's basically it. That's probably enough to say about that. That's coming up next, and we'll have some content out in the next couple of weeks showing the process of finding the perfect beer mile beer and producing it.
Yeah. I mean, since we've been so busy with shooting content, making sure that Worlds is going smoothly, we had ChatGPT write our episode today, basically.
Yeah, we had to outsource, you know?
We got to outsource it.
There's only so much creativity and time in this world, and we are lacking both with all of the juices going to other avenues. And so here we are outsourcing our brains to ChatGPT.
Do we have, before we get into it, do we have anything to plug?
Yeah. I think we should plug. Again, if you're watching on video, just check out these sexy beers. There's Two Brothers official beer of the Beer Mile World Classic with our boy Tinny front and center. On the beer can, looking
sexy
AF.
Have we decided if that's cannibalism or not?
I think it is cannibalism. I think we're okay with it.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, if that's his diet, people can have whatever diets they want.
I mean, if I was in like a plane crash in the Appalachian Mountains and
you got to pick someone to eat.
I'm going
to
eat other people. Tanny's going to drink other beers, I guess.
That's what it is. So, shout out Two Brothers. Thanks for the collaboration for Worlds. We've got, I'm going to put it up here for, again, if you're watching on Spotify.
Look at this fucking thing.
Look at this bad boy. So we got some samples of the merch for Worlds. Holy moly. This stuff is so thin and like the perfect running material. Yeah. So this is going to be awesome in the summer. We got this is the full sublimation event tee. And then let me just get naked really quick here. Again, if you're watching on Spotify.
Shout out.
What are you seeing, Adam? What are you
seeing
besides my titties?
Ooh, titties. Yeah, we love titties on the podcast. Honestly, I mean, the perfect tank if you're out in July, a nice summer day, the beers are flowing, you're either watching or competing in the event. I mean, the USA drinking team tank? Pretty legit.
Check out this full sublimation, super thin, awesome for running, the USA beer mile team tank. Good for running, good for just drinking, drinking out on the patio.
I mean, sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe I'll just wear this thing. I mean, it's kind of cold in my basement, but we'll deal.
Got to stay amped.
Yeah, so beermile.com/worlds. Even if you are not racing or spectating, you can purchase the merch. But you have to do it like ASAP. Probably when this comes out, you have to do it within like 2 to 3 weeks because we have to place the final orders. And if you don't get in there, you're not getting any because, you know, there's limited supply.
Because Chris's wife doesn't want the entire house to just have
I'm not going to mortgage the house to get out a credit line to buy extra merch just in the hopes that someone purchases
we
it.
We could do that. But we won't.
But also, I don't want to fill the basement with extra merch.
Yeah.
But anyway, it would be even better if you just show up in person to race or spectate. Beermile.com/worlds is how you get the link to register.
I mean, it's going to be a good party. We've got like the NASCAR race the day after.
That's right.
Great weekend to be in Chicago.
And you know what else this tank looks really good with that I found out last night when I was fooling around a little bit?
Ooh, fooling around.
It looks really good with the Manscaped boxers. Boxers.
Yeah.
I might wear that as
my work from home uniform.
Oh shoot, the video can catch me right now. I was gonna say maybe I'm only wearing my Manscaped boxers right now.
You know what?
Oh my gosh. You know what? Wait. All right.
If you're on the video version,
if you
want
to see Adam and I naked, go on Spotify.
Oh my God, we're back.
We got the Manscaped boxers on.
I promise that wasn't coordinated. I swear to God.
That was not coordinated, actually. Manscaped.com. Use code BEERMILE, all one word, for 20% off and free shipping.
Honestly, like, I have enough at this point where, like, I'm not doing laundry every single week, but, like, I have... like, if I'm going to drive more than a half hour somewhere, like, I'm wearing Manscaped.
Oh, God, yeah. So comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh. Manscaped.com, grooming products, hygiene products, boxers.
So I know we had a stint where it was like kind of hot out, and then we got the classic Midwest fake out for summer. But believe me, it's going to be hot soon. You're going to want your legs to be shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the Lawnmower 4.0.
And you don't want to chafe going for those long runs. The Manscaped boxers underneath your half tights. Beautiful. Couldn't do it better. Okay, well, anyway, let's see what the world would be like if the robots
wrote our scripts.
Actually, do you know what's gonna be the scary thing is when people respond and say, "Oh, this is better than the episodes."
Yeah, it might be a little depressing, but, like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We've got a couple prompts that we gave ChatGPT, basically just telling it, like, "Hey, this is our podcast. These are the things that we talk about sometimes, and here's what we would like you to write a prompt for." Mm-hmm. So we've got, like, an intro, we've got a beer review, we've got a couple race reviews. I guess we shit talk Let's Run, we talk about Beer Mile World Championship.
Okay, well, I guess we start with the overview and then we dive into segments. But yeah, I mean, warning, this, there's profanity here because we told ChatGPT we like to be loose with our words. And so, you know, none of this is just ChatGPT. This isn't Adam and
this
I.
This is kind of nice.
It's not the opinion of Adam and Chris. It's the opinion of ChatGPT.
Yeah, we can basically claim that, like, hey, we're not endorsing any of this material.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get in trouble for it. But, like, that's I guess we can just let it rip.
Yeah, I think so. All right. We're going to do our best script reading here.
All right. So, opening music plays. Welcome back to the Running and Beer podcast, where we talk about all things related to running and beer. I'm Adam, and I'm here with my buddy Chris.
What's up, you crazy motherfuckers? It's great to be back on the show.
We have got a lot to talk about today. Chris, so what have you been up to lately?
Well, I've been hitting the pavement and putting some miles in, as we do. You know, just trying to stay in shape for all the beer I've been drinking.
I hear you, man. So what kind of beers have you been into lately?
Well, I recently tried this Belgian wheat beer that was fucking fantastic. It was like drinking liquid gold. And of course, you can never go wrong with an ice cold IPA.
Oh, yeah. IPAs are the shit. Have you tried any new ones?
Actually, I did. I tried this new IPA from a local brewery that was brewed with jalapenos. It had a nice kick to it, and it was surprisingly refreshing.
Damn, that sounds interesting. I might have to check that out. So what about your running? Have you been training for anything specific?
Nah, not really. Just trying to keep my cardio up so I can drink more beer without feeling like shit the next day.
You fucking alcoholic. I feel you, man. Have you signed up for any races lately?
Yeah, I signed up for a half marathon in a couple of months. I figured it'd be a good way to challenge myself and also earn some more beer calories.
Earn some beer calories.
GPT's making me an alcoholic.
That's a great way to look at it. Have you been doing any long runs as of late?
Yeah, I did a 10-miler last weekend. It was brutal, but I felt so accomplished when I finished. And you know what the best part was?
What's that?
Celebrating with a cold beer at the finish line.
I hear you, man. So what else is going on in the world of running and beer?
Well, I heard that some races are starting to serve beer at the finish line now.
No shit.
Yeah, apparently some of these races are partnering with local breweries and offering free beer to the runners. How fucking awesome is that?
That's fucking awesome, man. I might have to sign up for one of those races just for the beer.
Yeah, me too. So what else is new with you, Adam?
Not much, man. I'm just trying to stay on top of my training and my beer game.
Well, you're doing a great job, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, you crazy motherfuckers. And we'll see you next time on the Running and Beer podcast.
Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
It's so funny that it just made you an alcoholic, basically.
Yeah, because in the prompt, you didn't define the roles, right? They picked me to be the one that says, like, did it for the beer.
Yeah.
But it's funny because that is what a lot of people would say, you know, like, hey, I ran a few extra miles, I got an extra beer.
Got some beers, yeah, whatever, whatever.
So, like, I wonder how it picked up on that. Of like you earn beers by running miles,
yeah.
Because we did not prompt it.
The prompt was so
short.
It said write a podcast script for two individuals named Adam and Chris. They talk about the world of running and beer. They use profane language and like to laugh. That's all we gave.
That's all. So that's pretty damn impressive. Like
they took our jobs.
They took our jobs for sure. Yeah, I mean, we should start using this to write. Not to write, but to. Just well, I guess like we'll see in more of the segments. But yeah, to say, hey, let's do a. We want to do a segment that's funny about this, and then at least get ideas.
Yeah.
From it.
Well, I mean, I guess if we're drinking Prairie Path,
yeah, as we do on the Beer Mile podcast, when we remember to do it, we do beer reviews, and. Yeah. You know, today in honor of just getting done filming with two brothers, we're drinking their Prairie Path Golden Ale. We've reviewed this one before, but if you're new here. 5%. Or actually, I don't even want to spoil it. If you're new here, you're going to find out what this beer is based on what ChatGPT told us to say.
I didn't even know what this I'm here with. Oh, it's like it's a podcast host and it's interviewing us. So we maybe we skip the first one and because I don't think it talks again.
Okay. Yeah. Just skip that. All right. Let's get right. Oh, perfect.
All right, let's get right into it. I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about this beer. The packaging is dope and it smells amazing.
Yeah, I can definitely smell the hops, and the alcohol content is pretty decent too at 5.1%.
That's fucking wild that it knows. I know we're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but this beer looks like it's gonna be a winner.
All right, let's crack it open and give it a try.
Ooh, sounds of beer cans opening. Oh man, that's some good stuff. I'm getting hints of citrus and floral notes.
Yeah, it's got a really refreshing taste. Not too bitter, not too sweet.
And it's smooth going down. No weird aftertaste. I could definitely drink a few of these on a hot summer day.
This is a great beer to have after a long run.
It made you an alcoholic again. And you know what? I think it would pair well with some of the recreational substances we like to partake in.
Yeah, this beer is definitely mellow enough to go with some of our other favorite activities.
And let's be real here. We're not exactly a PG-rated podcast, so if you're easily offended by profanity, you might want to skip this one.
Yeah, this beer is just too damn good for us to hold back on the profanity.
Absolutely. But in all seriousness, Prairie Path is a great beer. Highly recommend it to anyone looking for a refreshing, easy drinking option.
And if you happen to enjoy some recreational substances like we do, this beer is a perfect addition to your stash.
So there you have it, folks. Prairie Path, a great beer for runners and party goers alike. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We'll catch you next time.
It actually puts, so there you have it. Like, and there you have it. That's creepy as fuck.
Oh, and there you have it. Oh man, I wonder if it actually is like it knows, because it's. I mean, it's just a like an RSS feed, so it maybe. I don't know.
Our RSS feed probably is trained in this. I mean, the model is everything, right?
So I mean, like, it got the ABV right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy that it generates it so fast when you put the prompt in too, because it's like, I mean. The whole world is scraped already, basically. Like, every website is scraped. It's, yeah.
Well, because, like, the previous models weren't as good at doing more, like, current subjects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, like, a historical data
set. Yeah,
set.
Like, it wouldn't let you do more current than, like, 2021 or something
right,
like that.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
That's wild.
That's wild. That's a good one.
Apparently
that's
it good. Knows that you're an alcoholic.
We'll see if that theme continues, I guess.
What do you want to do next? We got Beer Mile World Champs.
Let's save the shitting on Let's Run to last, because that one's pretty aggressive. Maybe let's do the weekend recap.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? So this weekend, if you're in the running world, if you're in the track world, well, there's also a lot of ultra races this weekend too, which I'm learning more and more about. But yeah, Drake Relays, Penn Relays, and then there was the Cocodona whatever race.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was that 100K, Canyons 100K this weekend too.
I didn't even know about that one.
A lot of races this weekend. You know, we're trying to be more inclusive of our ultra running friends out there. But yeah, we basically just asked ChatGPT, hey, just write a recap episode for us. Or a segment, not an episode, yeah, but yeah. a recap segment of Penn Relays and Drake Relays specifically. We asked them about those two.
So. Which I think this one might be the most this impressive one. This is
what you just said about getting into recent events.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
this, like this is now what?
I didn't think
24 hours after the end of those
I didn't think
races,
this was actually possible for ChatGPT
And it knows
to do.
It's pulling in real-time news, basically. Yeah. So,
all right, so we got our opening music. And here, I guess here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Runners and Beers. I'm Adam and I'm here with my buddy, Chris. How's it going, man?
Good, good. Just a bit tired after watching all those track and field events last weekend. How about you?
Same here, but it was totally worth it. The Penn Relays and the Drake Relays never disappoint. Let's start with the Penn Relays. What were some of your favorite highlights?
Oh man, where do I begin? First off, the women's 4x1 was absolutely insane. The Texas Longhorns pulled off an upset win, beating out some of the top teams in the country. And then there was the men's 4x4, which was just as exciting. USC took home the win in a photo finish. It was a nail biter.
Definitely. And how about the Drake Relays? Any standout performances?
Oh, hell yeah. The women's 1500 meters was crazy. Taryn Rawlings from Portland ran a 405.72, which was a personal best and set a new meet record. And then there was the men's 110 hurdles. Grant Holloway from Florida just dominated, running a 12.94 and winning by almost half a second. It was insane.
Sounds like we missed out by not being there, but we made up for it by enjoying some beers while watching the events on TV. What were you drinking?
I went with a classic IPA from Sierra Nevada. What about you?
I tried something new, a cherry sour from a local brewery. It was pretty damn good, but definitely not something I could drink all night.
Wow. Ha, I hear ya. So overall, what do you think of this year's Penn and Drake Relays?
I thought they were both awesome. It's always great to see some of the top athletes in the country compete against each other. And the atmosphere at both events is always electric. And it's even better when you can enjoy some beers with your buddies while watching it all unfold.
Damn right. Can't wait for next year's relays.
Cheers to that, man.
I think this might not have pulled this year's. Now I just, like, Taryn Rawlings, she doesn't run for Portland anymore. You know?
This would have been like her senior year in college.
So like this is definitely outdated. But hey, you know, it's still a, you know,
ChatGPT is like 6 months away from every other running podcast at this point.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's crazy the nuances that it does do well. What was the one that just popped?
The one that I thought was wild was how we always talk about drinkability and
I couldn't drink it all night. Like it's good, but I couldn't drink it all night. It's like, damn.
Like how, like, cause we didn't really feed it
any of that.
Maybe that's like a common way to review beers. I don't know. But
why did it think, oh, I'm going to talk about a cherry sour. And I know that cherry sours are not drinkable.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking no, man.
Damn. That's wild.
The robots are coming for our jobs.
So that's all that happened this weekend in track and field. You're caught up now. Taryn Rawlings and Grant Holloway. I don't even think they
ran. You know what? We should try and make ChatGPT do like a running update. Anytime we do a podcast, we're like, okay, well, here's like actual running news.
Yeah.
But we just have ChatGPT do that. It's not actually us.
Yeah. Sure.
Although this one, it didn't really paint you as an alcoholic. So
not, no,
I guess,
well, I mean, I only watch track so I can drink beers with my friends, but that's about it. I can't wait for next year so I can drink beers while I watch next year's event. That's pretty much what it came down to. But no, that was good. That's good.
Yeah, I feel like this was from like 2020, maybe. I'd be curious to see when Taryn ran.
Well, shit, just search it really quick. It's worth it. Taryn, looking up Rawlings. Yeah. See if that, I don't, it could have been 2020 because that would have been, that would have been the year that it didn't happen. Maybe just get rid of that and see what pops up. No. Was it 2021? Wait, what year did Taryn? Now I'm like second guessing. Oh, that's Sunset Tour. I don't know, Taryn. Taryn, DM us, or you can text me at 555. let me know what year you ran 405 at the Drake Relays. Also really fast. Holy shit. Well, she ran 405 at the Drake Relays? In Iowa?
Yeah.
Huh. Legit. Wait, was that, what is that this year? Just let's confirm it wasn't this year. Drake Relay's results 2023. Now we sound like total idiots. I actually looked up a lot of the results and followed some of them. I think it would have been on Saturday. It would have been the women's 15. Look for something 1500. Somewhere.
There's men's, women's.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Nikki won it. Yeah. Okay. So we confirmed it wasn't this year, but
yeah,
we don't know what year it was. Anyway. Say Grant Holloway, I don't think ran the Drake Relay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a whim and say
that wasn't this year. Well, anyway, we got a couple more segments. What do we got? Let's do the Beer Mile World Championship one. See what
this one is, where you're like, okay, AI's got some holes in it.
Okay,
but it's still funny.
I haven't read this one yet. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Hey, Chris, have you heard about the Beer Mile World Championships happening in July?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to that one. It's where drinking beer meets running. Two of our favorite things.
You fucking alcoholic. Absolutely. And for those who don't know, the Beer Mile is a race where runners have to chug a beer before each lap of a mile. It's an intense challenge that requires both speed and endurance.
And this year's event promises to be the biggest and most competitive yet, with top runners from around the world coming together to see who can finish the race the fastest while still downing four beers.
That's right. And I heard this year's event will take place in Germany,
where
the beer culture is legendary. It's going to be a real test of skills and fortitude.
And the competition is going to be fierce. Some of the top runners from previous years are returning, but there are also some new faces to watch out for. It's going to be anyone's race.
It's the most fucking generic.
Yeah. Ever.
I can't wait to see who comes out on top. But let's not forget about the other festivities that come with the Beer Mile Championships. There will be live music, food,
family,
and of course, plenty of beer.
And as hosts of a running podcast, we can't ignore the fact that the Beer Mile is a controversial event. Some people argue that it promotes binge drinking and unhealthy behavior.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But we also have to acknowledge that the Beer Mile requires a level of physical fitness and discipline that not everyone can achieve.
Facts.
It takes a lot of training and practice to be able to run a mile while chugging a beer at the same time.
And the fact that the event has grown in popularity shows that there's demand for it. People are looking for new and exciting ways to challenge themselves, and the Beer Mile definitely fits the bill.
Absolutely. So let's raise a glass to the Beer Mile World Championships and all of the runners who will be competing in it. Cheers.
Cheers. And to all our listeners, let us know what you think about the Beer Mile. Do you think it's a fun and challenging event, or does it promote unhealthy habits? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Where did it pull from
about
Germany?
This one. When's the last?
2019.
Yeah, so maybe that's like historical data.
But like, I can't even think of what article it would be referencing that preview. So it's talking about previewing
Germany.
A Germany race. I don't even remember when we had it in Germany. I don't remember there being like news outlet coverage of previewing the Germany race. It was pretty like under the radar, I'd say.
I wonder if it's like looking back on results from Germany, like 2019.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff was generic enough, but also. Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
Just strange.
I love that it was like, oh, it's a controversial event.
Yeah.
Also, it called us a running podcast, which
it ain't a running
slightly
podcast.
Inaccurate.
It ain't a running podcast. Well, wait. Let's ask it.
Describe the Beer Mile podcast.
All right, describe the Beer Mile podcast.
Wait, what?
The Beer Mile Podcast is a show hosted by two individuals, Adam and Chris, who share a passion for both drinking beer and running. As the name suggests, the podcast primarily focuses on the Beer Mile, a unique and challenging race where participants must chug a beer before each lap of a mile. In the podcast, Adam and Chris discuss a variety of aspects of the Beer Mile, including its history, the rules, the race, and the physical and mental challenges it presents to runners. They also share their personal experiences with the event as well as their opinions on its controversial nature.
Shut the fuck up, ChatGPT.
Aside from the Beer Mile, the podcast also touches on other topics related to running and beer, such as training tips, health benefits, and risks of alcohol consumption. Okay, now it's just making bullshit up. And the cultural significance of beer in various regions around the world. What the?
What are we, Anthony Bourdain? Like
throughout the podcast, Adam and Chris engage in lighthearted banter and humor, sure, making it entertaining and engaging listen for both casual and serious runners, beer enthusiasts, and anyone. Okay, so the last paragraph's good, but like, it didn't say anything about us just interviewing like pro runners, you know?
I'm curious if you asked ChatGPT in a new chat thread,
Was it based on the previous? Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I actually really want to see that, because if it does know that it's hosted by us, that's kind of like a milestone in my life.
Well, I mean, it should. There's several. I mean, it's on every podcast platform. It says in the description we're the host, so that's not shocking. Now it's
hypothetical.
It's pulling from beermile.com now.
It used the context from our previous conversation.
Yeah. Okay, that's why. So the last one was not.
The
reason that it said we talk about controversial topics was because the previous
prompt. Because it thinks that the beermile is controversial.
Yeah. Only GPT. Because the previous prompt. Yeah. God, this thing is dumb.
It's
not taking our
jobs. We get a new model that instead of Chat GPT, it's Chad GPT? Like somewhere it's like, I fucking love the beer model.
Do you think ChadGPT.com is taken? Should buy that shit right now. Buy it live. Chad. ChadGPT.com. It is. That would be a great site. Oh no, someone bought it last year. That's pretty good.
Fuckers.
All of them are taken too.
Damn.
Yeah, they're pretty much all taken. All the ChatGPT dot whatevers. Damn.
That's hilarious.
Well, let's get into our last segment here. So, this is where it gets a little graphic, y'all.
So at the end of the content generation, it says, this content may violate our content policy. If you believe this to be an error, please submit your feedback. Your input will aid in our research in this area. So you know that this is about to be juicy.
Yeah. Okay, let me put my sweatshirt back on for this. I'm getting the chills.
You got chills? Are they multiplying? So this one says, so not only do we have opening music in this, but we also have it followed by the sound of Adam and Chris clinking their beer glasses.
Oh, that's very specific.
Nice.
Okay. Well,
I guess here we go.
Here we go. Just, you know, this is the opinion. Shut up, Siri.
God, too many AIs fucking.
All the AIs want in on our lives. The camera's probably recording us too.
All right. What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the podcast where we talk shit about shit. Today, we're going to talk about the shittiest shit in the running community. Let'sfuckingrun.com.
That's right, Adam. Let'srun.com is a cesspool of negativity and toxicity, and it's a net negative for the running community as a whole.
I mean, these assholes on Let'sRun.com are constantly tearing down athletes, coaches, and anyone who doesn't fit their narrow definition of what a real runner is.
And let's not forget the rampant sexism, racism, and homophobia on that site. It's like a breeding ground for trolls and bigots.
And what really pisses me off is that the Let's Run community has a huge platform and a lot of influence. People actually take their opinions seriously, even though they're a bunch of keyboard warriors.
Yeah, it's like they think they're the gatekeepers of the running world, and anyone who doesn't measure up to their standards is fair game for ridicule and abuse.
And let's be clear, this isn't just harmless behavior. The things they say can be incredibly damaging to an athlete's mental health and well-being.
Absolutely. Running is supposed to be a positive, inclusive community, and Let's Run is the antithesis of that.
So what can we do about that?
Well, for starters, we can call out their bullshit whenever we see it. We can refuse to engage with them or give them any attention.
Just like this podcast. And we can support athletes and coaches who are doing great things, even if they don't fit Let's Run's narrow definition of what a real runner is.
Exactly. Let's focus on the positive and lift each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Cheers to that, Chris.
Cheers, motherfucker. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's probably like 80% of what we'd normally say.
Yeah. I mean, it called out like all the very common. So that's what's interesting. It called out all the common things that people do hate against Let's Run about.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Where is that documented that the AI like found?
Yeah. Or is it just spewing out like, oh, this is what people don't like about, you know, controversial forums or like
that's true,
whatever.
Or is it more generic than that? Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah. I'm curious if it's referencing other articles that are calling out Let's Run for comment trolls, etc., or if it's just like giving us some generic answer like it was with some of the other prompts.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have another idea for a segment here.
Perfect. I might edit it after you put it in.
I don't know. I was going to start with that, and like it's kind of like a what do you want to edit that?
Well, so sometimes if you give it like more information about like how you want to pitch it and like to what type of audience, like, oh, give us this pitch that uses profanity and appeals to who, I don't know.
A little something like that. Okay. Okay, so this is a pitch for why you should go to beermile.com and sign up and create an account, basically.
Ah, this is pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Okay. How about I'll start, you do the, we'll switch paragraphs.
Okay.
Are you tired of boring conventional marathons? Want to test your limits and have a wild time while doing it? Look no further than beermile.com. Our extreme beer mile race is the ultimate test of endurance, athleticism, and drinking prowess.
Picture this, you and your buddies pounding back a beer at every quarter mile mark while pushing yourself to the limit. It's like a frat party meets Ironman competition. Plus, the bragging lights alone are worth the effort.
But beware, this is not for the faint of heart. Only the bravest, most daring, and most insane individuals need apply. If you're ready to push yourself to the edge and have a blast doing it, sign up now for the beermile.com Extreme Beer Mile Race. Your liver may hate you, but your friends will be jealous.
That's such a good tagline.
That's a really good tagline. Wow. Okay. Well,
I feel it. Listeners, let us know if we should have just like a segment of the podcast where we're pumping out random shit like that.
I feel like that last line, you could just throw that in the footer of our website, just like a subtle, like,
your liver may hate you, but your friends will be jealous. That's amazing. That's really good.
That's good. Save that. Clip that.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
And there you have it. I'm surprised it didn't write that at the end.
And there you have it. There's the AI-generated podcast episode. That was easy.
We should do that so much more often, especially when you're recapping races, as long as it doesn't pull it from 2017.
Yeah, that's true. You even put 2023 in that prompt in it.
But it'll tell you, like, I think it has some limitation where it's like it doesn't go past 2021, I think.
I mean, there's no way that it could pull yesterday's news articles. Yeah. And
but what's crazy is like people have started mixing ChatGPT with like traditional lexical searches.
Right,
so like
right.
It'll feed input into ChatGPT from like a Google search, for example.
Yep.
And then you basically give it all the context that it would need to actually talk about that.
Wild.
It's kind of scary.
Shit's wild, but hey, it's making our jobs easier.
I guess so.
Do you know what I want to have it do? Because this is something I've wanted to do for a long time. And actually, I had it on my list of things to say to you, not on the pod, but here we are on the pod.
Here we are.
So like also as part of setting up the blog on the site, and we have the podcast feed on beermile.com too, but if we just made, I wanted to ask ChatGPT to make a summary of each episode and make each of those its own blog.
Sure.
And then embed like the YouTube videos that are related to it, the Spotify embed, and then like summarize the episode so that we have like, so then that way when someone searches, because right now if you search for a Beer Mile podcast, obviously we pop up, but if you search for Eric Jenkins podcast, we're not the first one, but we could be the first one
with content marketing.
So that's another like thing on my list of let's have it generate, and we'll have to tweak each one a little bit, but like generate it, put it up, embed the code, and then that's like a whole nother section of
the pricing isn't horribly restrictive
for transcribing or because the free version will not do that. We need something that will transcribe.
You need to pay for it, but I don't think it's that expensive. It depends on like basically how powerful and how much information you want to be able to give the model. So this might not track with our Gen Z listeners, but like, I don't know if we have that many of you folks, but do you remember?
Yeah, we're mostly the 60 to 75 year olds.
Do you remember back in the day, Microsoft's Clippy?
Oh yeah, of course.
So I want to, there's this kind of like this new thing, that's semi spawned by ChatGPT, but just like kind of the AI boom in general, where it's basically like AI assistants or whatever you call agents, whatever you call them. I want to make a Clippy on beermile.com of Tinny, because you can give them personas.
Yeah.
And people could like talk to Tinny as if he were like a real person.
Oh, that's sick. Yes.
And you could give him his own persona, like Tinny's a drug addict or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what he is.
It would be so funny because we could be like, oh yeah, like Tinny is a cannibal. He's a beer can, but he loves drinking beer.
Yeah. And then it'll.
And like, I'm sure it would say some raunchy shit, be like, oh yeah, Tinny, what's your favorite beer? He's like, I love consuming my own kind or something, like that. I don't know. I feel like it would be really entertaining as long as we didn't go broke by using the tokens.
Yeah. I love it. We gotta use this to our advantage, right?
I think so. We'll have to look at how expensive it is, but I think it's like, I don't know.
I feel like transcribing audio shouldn't be that expensive.
It's like a tenth of a cent per API call for something like that.
Okay.
So like, get away with a couple hundred calls.
Yeah, exactly. And then, Mr. Tinny Boy.
Mr. Man.
We just can't have people on there like spamming all day talking to him.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe people are like going to beermile.com and they're like, oh, there's this Tinny guy. I wonder if he can be my therapist. You know, like, let me just chat him up.
Dr. Tinny.
Yeah. 70 messages a day. And then Chris and I are broke and we can't put on Beer Mile World.
He's just like a drunk, like, you're like, hey, I'm having this problem at work, whatever. And he's like, shut the fuck up and drink a beer. Yeah. Like, grow a sack.
Quit being a bitch. Drink a beer and pop a cap in that motherfucker's asshole.
Like, I don't know if that's Tinny's vibe though. Look at this guy. He's too sweet.
Yeah,
he's just having fun drinking
beers.
He's
not too much of an alcoholic. Maybe he is a low key alcoholic. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it just hasn't caught up to him yet.
Yeah,
he's like 22.
Yeah, he hasn't caught up to him yet. It's like, I can still turn it around in a day and be super productive.
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
I'm not out of commission for a whole weekend.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Well,
what else we have to plug for today? Anything closing? Words of wisdom. Sign up for Worlds. Beermile.com/worlds.
That's it. Buy some sunglasses. BeerMilePod is the code for knockaround.com. Get some good shades for the summer. You need it. BeerMile is the code for manscaped.com. That's the main stuff. BeerMile.com for all of your adult content needs.
Yep.
Different kind of adult content. But.
God, you know what we need is if we could get like a... Either or, there's, talking about ChatGPT, and apparently it thinks you're an alcoholic, and I love abusing substances. Which
recreational
is
substances.
Recreational, which is...
Recreationally.
Not too far off. If we could get a sponsorship with either Schedule 35, which is where I order mushrooms, or offfield.com, okay. that'd be pretty legit. So if you know people there... I mean, at least Offfield.
Are you asking me if I know people there?
No, our listeners.
Oh, listeners. I was going to say, I don't know people there.
At least Offfield is based in the U.S. because CBD and CBG is legal here.
Right.
Schedule 35, I don't know where the fuck that is, but certainly not in the U.S.
Shell company somewhere?
I'm sure.
The Bahamas, the Caymans.
Or if you know any other, recreational drug company that could use some promotion or some product testing.
Here we are.
We've always talked
Here's
about
Tinny.
Talked about doing a weed mile for a long time.
That's true.
Twist my arm.
I'll be the videographer. Well, shit. I think that might be the pod.
All right. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
We'll see you next time.